don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Before we take off for Washington, D.C., here this second hour, this Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025 edition, your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I have a little short story to get into the show today. For outgoing Republican state senators, due to term limits, and which no candidates have filed yet to start fundraising, announcing their candidacy to replace outgoing senators Jim Runstead, who is the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, former Secretary of State, State Senator Ruth Johnson, Dan Lowers of Brockway, Kevin Daley, John Bumstead, I'm glad that bum is going, and the Democrat who's run as a Republican his entire life, Ed McBroom, from the 38th western part of the UP Senate District. Also, they do have competitive primaries forming to replace term-limited Senator Roger Victory, previous 2022 gubernatorial candidate Michael Markey Jr., as well as Kevin Mass, a Holland-based marketing professional. Also going out, term-limited out, is Senator Rick Outman. So far, Republican consultant Thomas Norton, as well as State Representative Joseph Fox, have filed to begin competing in that primary race next year. So basically, losing one really good conservative, fiscal conservative Senator Jim Runstead, he's in White Lake area, and nobody has filed yet to replace him. But I'm actually glad to see John Bumstead going, as well as Ed McBroom. Now, there's some rumors that Ed McBroom might be considering a run for the 1st Congressional District after Jack Bergman decides to retire. Well, before you go too far down that road, Justin Michael has filed to primary challenge Jack Bergman next year in the August Republican primary, forcing Bergman to already start running ads. I was on a news story this week, and I kept seeing pop-up ads for Jack Bergman. very interesting. Because Jack Bergman in the past has never run any ads the year prior to the election cycle. But he's already running ads, pop-ups on social media as well as news stories. Any news sites that have pop-up ads available, Bergman's already, his face is popping up on those. This is all being done online on various news websites. Thought that to be pretty interesting. Now we're going to take off for Washington. We're pre-tripped. We're filled up with fuel. We're ready to roll. We'll get there. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two, taking a little field trip to Washington, D.C. Well, the House in Washington, the U.S. Congressional districts, state representatives there, all of the U.S. congressmen and their members of their committees of investigation oversight are starting to look very closely at former President Barack Hussein Obama. Back on March 25th of 2019, Anderson Cooper had former intelligence agency officer James Clapper on CNN. Clapper said specifically, John Brennan, James Comey, and I were tasked by Obama to investigate and draft a report to support the Russia hoax to potentially bring down a duly elected incoming president, Donald Trump. Now, he said this on CNN 2 years and 2 months after the swearing in of Donald Trump on January 20th of 2017. The Russia collusion hoax that Donald Trump has called it is now being investigated by Pam Bondi, Kash Patel of the FBI, and others within the Justice Department. Well, we knew that it came out to be proven that it was a Russia hoax, that Donald Trump in no way, shape, or form colluded with the Russians to defeat Hillary Clinton. But the people in charge in Washington did everything they could to try to get traction that he illegally won the 2016 election and wanted to bring him down as an incoming duly elected president. Well, there's various organizations, peoples out there that are not happy at all about this story, and they're wanting a investigation to go all the way to the top. Brennan, Comey, and Clapper, as well as former President Barack Hussein Obama. This is one of the pundits, Jesse Kelly, had to talk about it yesterday.
But that's too far. The precedent has been set. I can show you Donald Trump's mugshot. The second the communists took power, they had Donald Trump arrested in every jurisdiction in the United States of America. They tried to blow his head off and send him to prison for 90 years. So don't tell me presidents, former presidents, are untouchable. No, sir. The president of the United States of America put the books on his orders of intelligence in order to create a false narrative about the incoming president who was about to be sworn in. He used the Central Intelligence Agency like it was the DNC. He used the FBI like it was the DNC. He used the DNI like it was the DNC. Politicking with his office. That is a crime so severe, Barack Obama should never see the light of day again. He deserves a trial, a fair trial, a public trial, because that's what the American people deserve. And then he deserves to go to prison for the rest of his natural life. And not just because I hate him, but because the next time we get a scumbag like that in the Oval Office, he has to look at Barack Obama rotting in Fort Leavenworth and say to himself, well, I guess the CIA probably isn't my political arm, so maybe I should back off of that. This moment, I'm not just saying this for radio purposes, is everything for this country. I do not believe we can hold the United States of America together if these people don't go to prison. Because the American people do not believe in their institutions anymore. That ship has already sailed. And in order to earn back institutional trust, there is only one thing that works. There's not two. There's only one. Accountability.
Accountability. That is the biggest problem that we have in the entire process of what's going on in Washington, D.C. The There's no accountability, especially on the Democrat side. They can break laws. They can absolutely coordinate, plot, come up with, conspire to put together a Russian hoax. Something that Barack Obama, now it's being found out through various emails and correspondence that the Republicans are diving into, that President Obama created the Russia hoax. He got his director of national intelligence, the CIA director, the FBI director, to all work together, per his own words. James Clapper said on Anderson Cooper's show on CNN, March 25th of 2019, this is what Clapper said. Brennan, James Comey and I were tasked by Obama to write a report, a recommendation to have Donald Trump investigated for working with the Russians to win the election over Hillary Clinton. And as soon as Biden took office, January 20th of 2021, after allegedly beating Donald Trump in that election, getting sworn in that day, later went back to his office and immediately began an investigation into Donald Trump while he was sitting president. Charges were brought, mugshots were taken, immediately trying to discredit him, hopefully trying to put him in prison. Every single case brought by these Democrats against Donald Trump failed. He then ran, as you know, for president again and was elected with over 80 million national popular votes. Electoral College landslide over Kamala Harris. And now there's even more information coming out that Obama was in fact the kingmaker that got Biden to step down over a year ago, drop out of the race, and to elevate Kamala Harris so he could continue to have a puppet in the White House, just like he had with Joe Biden. And the main reason they covered up for Biden and his declining mental cognitive health was because he wasn't running the country anyway. Obama was running it using the auto pen. And it's very interesting. I mentioned this back as soon as Donald Trump came in, January 20th of 2017, that Barack Obama never left Washington, D.C. He purchased and occupied a location less than 4 miles away from the Oval Office in downtown Washington, D.C., complete with fencing, security cameras, and Secret Service protection. Never left Washington. The entire time Joe Biden was in the Oval Office. Well, now, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, Cash Patel, the FBI Director, and others are investigating Obama creating this Russia hoax. There needs to be an investigation. If things were done illegally, if there were criminal violations of law, of statute, he needs to be prosecuted, have a trial, and put it out there in front of the American people. just like Biden tried to hold Donald Trump, a former president, accountable for his actions, Obama should be held accountable to his. And if they don't do this investigation, they don't bring charges, and they don't get these people in front of a microphone. Because I'm going to tell you right now what's going to happen. Between John Brennan, James Comey, John Clapper, these guys, James Clapper, the former National Intelligence Director of National Intelligence, was James Clapper. James Comey, FBI Director, John Brennan, CIA. One of those three guys are going to cut a plea deal when they're going to be facing charges as to what they did to try to bring down an incoming, duly elected president back in late 2016. After he defeated Hillary Clinton, this started in November, I believe the date was 20th, through December the 10th. 2-3 weeks of them coming up with this Russia hoax. Well, one of them, and I think it's probably going to be James Clapper. I looked it up. I believe he's the oldest of the three, and I don't think he wants to spend the rest of his life in prison. And with this screenshot that I took off of Fox News yesterday, showing the Anderson Cooper interview with CNN on March 25th of 2019, at 8:39 p.m. in Washington time, Eastern Standard Time, Clapper said, Brennan, Comey, and I were tasked by Obama to write this report to support the fact that Donald Trump colluded with the Russian government to defeat Hillary Clinton as a way to try to say he basically stole the election from Hillary and should not be sworn in on January 20th of 2017. And bottom line, folks, if we don't get an investigation, let it go, let it lead where it needs to go, but if we don't at least get an investigation into this, shame on Pam Bondi. She has got to go forward with this investigation. And if criminal laws activity took place, you need to bring charges and prosecute. Let them have their day in court. But I believe you already have the evidence. They've got the emails. They've got everything. So we'll see where this goes. Very interesting development in Washington, D.C. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.